British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron concluded a three-day state visit on Thursday by announcing a new bilateral migration deal and fresh commitments to support Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire with Russia. The leaders also agreed on enhanced defense and nuclear cooperation. Migration agreement, one in, one out. At a joint press conference, Starmer and Macron unveiled a one-in, one-out migrant returns scheme. Under the deal, the UK will return undocumented migrants arriving by small boats to France in exchange for accepting an equal number of legitimate asylum seekers with British family ties. "I'm pleased to announce our agreement today on a groundbreaking returns pilot," said Starmer. "For the very first time, migrants arriving in small boats will be detained and returned to France in short order." A government source said the UK aims to return around 50 migrants per week, approximately 2,600 per year, a fraction of the more than 35,000 Channel arrivals last year. Another source suggested the program could be scaled up. More than 21,000 people have already crossed into the UK by small boats in 2025, a record at this point in the year. The joint declaration noted the deal must still undergo legal scrutiny and coordination with the EU and its member states. Some Labour lawmakers, including Fabian Hamilton, expressed skepticism about the plan's effectiveness. Macron's critique and the EU context. Macron acknowledged domestic political risks for accepting the returns and criticized the UK's post-Brexit approach to migration. "A lot of people in your country explained that Brexit would allow you to fight more efficiently against illegal immigration," he said. "But the result has been the exact opposite." He urged Britain to address so-called migration pull factors, including the ease of finding work without legal status. Starmer responded by highlighting the UK's crackdown on illegal employment, calling it completely unprecedented in scale. Ukraine support and defense cooperation. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to supporting Ukraine. They joined a call with the Coalition of the Willing, a group of nations preparing a coordinated response in the event of a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Starmer told U.S. Envoy Keith Kellogg that it was time to pressure President Vladimir Putin to negotiate, while ensuring Ukraine is in the strongest position possible. The coalition will be headquartered in Paris for its first year before rotating to London. It aims to help Ukraine rebuild land forces, defend its airspace, and secure maritime routes. "Supporting Ukraine is not just the right thing to do, it's essential for delivering security at home," Starmer said. Nuclear and missile agreements. The two countries also committed to ordering more Storm Shadow cruise missiles for Ukraine and signed a landmark nuclear cooperation agreement. For the first time, the deal allows